Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Broadcasting our Open for Business Roadshow from Mike Casey's on the Green here in Kenmare Golf Club. What a lovely part of the world. Now, as part of each of these roadshows, we get our town health check team to give the town a once over and see maybe what works in the town like Kenmare, maybe what needs improving. But just we've two really cool experts in the shape of Vinnie O'Brien. He's a retail consultant, does a lot of work in the area of retail, and also joining us as a regular on this slot is Conor Skeehan, a planning expert. I think I'm interested to hear maybe firstly from you, Conor, about Kenmare. To me, it's a lovely town. It's a triangle. It's a perfect shape. There's lots of interesting things going around. I was really impressed with it as a place to visit, certainly.
Yeah, and professionally, the word perfect, when I'm going around with my clipboard, Kenmare is just perfect, perfect, perfect. Normally, we're coming to towns and we're doing a health check, what you could do better. I go around Kenmare, and my notebook is just full of lessons for other places. Anything you can get right, Kenmare has gotten right. In work I've done in the past with DIT, looking to the future of Ireland, one of our potential directions for Ireland, the west of Ireland, was to become the Switzerland of the Atlantic. Well, Kenmare is already there.
Right.
It's the standing exemplar for other towns in Ireland as to what they could be.
And from your, I suppose, technical expertise, what are these things that make it so much better than other places?
Well, one of them is terribly simple and obvious, which is that still Kenmare has the schools and the supermarkets at the heart of the town.
Yeah.
So I go the next peninsula over and I see the way poor Carrasaveen has been destroyed by all of the important things that generate footfall being pulled out to the edge of the town. And Carrasaveen's like so many towns, and I can speak about Carrasaveen, my mother's from there, so I'm not slagging it, but towns that are ruined by taking the footfall out to the edge. Kenmare is the exact opposite.
Well, isn't it amazing to be in a golf club and be 100 yards
from the main street,
which I think is really, really incredible.
Yeah, if you can get it right, Kenmare is where you get it right. I used to teach rural planning for years, and this is the kind of place you take people to say, if any smaller settlement in Ireland has a future, it has to become more like Kenmare.
Now, Vinnie, in terms of the retail offer, I had a walk around yesterday.
Yeah.
I love the mix of shops. I love the individualism of some of them, and I hope they can all survive. And it's also a town that has obviously peaks and valleys because a lot of the income is tourist generated. So it's important to have a balance that when the tourists aren't here, that there's still something for everybody to visit.
Yeah.
What was your experience?
Well, I come here quite a bit, and I absolutely love it for all the reasons that you've said. I think there's a maturity around the town that you don't get in a lot of places, and Conor, you've kind of touched on it. The perfection is that they understand their business really, really well, and when you go to some other Irish towns and villages, and I come from Kildare, you see this quite a lot, they've been maybe infiltrated is the wrong word, but they have no uniqueness. Down here, you've got businesses that are open at certain times of the day and times of the evening. They understand when their customers are coming, they understand what they want to get, they understand the individual approach is really, really important. So you've mentioned Nest, fabulous shop, Halicey's, one of those hardware shops you go into not needing anything but coming out with your pockets full, your wallet empty. And the town is just full of places like that, that you just go in not expecting something but coming out and going, wow, I was really impressed by that. And there's one other part of it all, like wherever you go in town, people talk to you. And I think that's a fundamental thing that we as Irish people need. And we don't necessarily think about it all the time, but when it comes to retail and, you know, the difference between rural and big cities, it's the idea of talking to someone. I think it's so important. People will always ask you, how are you getting on? And there's no kind of sense of intrusion on what you're doing there. Yeah. There's no one kind of...
They're not trying to sell you anything.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's amazing. That goes from the retail setting into the hospitality. And this is a town that you could spend days and days and days here without the need to go anywhere else. And I think that's part of the uniqueness of it all. So, look, in terms of that maturity, I think that's what the best way I could describe it. It's one of the most mature towns. Quills is a fabulous example. Like, they're such a great place for American tourists to come. There's not a price tag on show.
Right.
If you're asking the price, you're in the wrong shop. But the prices are about 40 feet up in the air. They're up at the top of the stairs. I don't know if you notice that at all, but there's no price tags. It's amazing.
Yeah. Connor, in terms of its shape, that triangle.
Yeah, it's an X. It's not just a triangle.
Yeah.
So there's a modern X and there's an old X. And that's the big lessons for planners in Ireland who are continuously fighting either or wars. Kenmare is an example of both and. So it is absolutely unambiguously modern. Modern school, modern supermarket, modern car parking and choices of them. And they're all there. As much parking as you want. And yet the older part is uncompromisingly itself with fantastic infill. That's the big lesson for Irish planning. It's not either or, both and. Everybody wins.
Another thing I noticed, and again, this is only anecdotal, me walking the streets, but it seemed to me that a lot of the spaces over the shops were occupied. There's actually people living in them.
Yeah.
They're either apartments or... But they didn't, most of them seem to be occupied.
Well, it's part of that future. I mean, people like the minister who just left were forever sort of saying we want balanced regional development and more development in further Western Ireland. It doesn't happen by accident. You work at it, you get it, and you eventually deserve it. And Kenmare is one of those towns in Ireland that works on itself. I mean, we've heard examples in the retail of people having alternate nights off and on in the off the shoulders of the season. That's a group of people who are working together for the good of the whole. And that's what this place is about.
Vinny, I've come through Kenmare in the height of the tourist season, and I'm not saying it's a different place, but there may be some issues that come out around traffic management. Again, I've driven from Skull to Kilkee via Kenmare, and in at the August weekend, and there's a lot of cars, a lot of traffic. Is that an issue or is that something that's just a cost of being a great place?
You probably should have asked Michael that one. No, I don't think so. They use the space very, very, very well. Like you've kind of said it, Connor, that the way that they've designed the town is almost perfect. The on-street parking is really good. The other thing to do as well, they've been using the street space very well, the footpaths. Like pre-COVID, you could still sit out in the street and have a coffee or have your dinner out just outside a pub like Mulcahy's. Places like that have been doing it for a long time. So I think they've actually provided spaces for people to go. And it's one of those places you don't mind walking into. Like it's a place where there's adequate parking all around here. You can get in very easily. And again, the walk is as nice as where you're getting to. Like there's places to see, there's places to stop. You're walking up here, you stop in the bookshop. There's a lot of places that you can spend time on the way to your destination. And time doesn't really matter when you get here. That's one of the other beautiful things about coming to Kenmare. You're not coming here to rush somewhere else.
Yeah.
You're coming here to kind of potter your way about and find it. And that's so different to other towns. Probably the only two places like it, I think, in the country, maybe Kinsale has that same kind of that vibe or that feeling. Yeah. And then maybe go up west to places like Castlebar or Ballina, places like that. But there's very few places in the country hold your attention to make you want to get there.
When you talk about the individual shops and maybe the eclectic nature of some of them, like they all need to be supported. So clearly they're there because people see the value of them. Mm-hmm. And even off season, people continue to support them. So everybody almost has to play a part in making sure that those shops stay. And the reason they'll stay is because people will give them custom.
Absolutely. And I was in the White Room earlier on. I was chatting to Tracy in there. They're nearly 25 years in business, and most of the businesses here, and like I've been coming here cycling for nearly 10 years or more. I'm a Kildare man, as I said, but I spend quite a bit of time coming down. None of the businesses here are fly-by-night. They're here for quite a long time, and that comes because there's people supporting them. I think it's the uniqueness as well. You can get things here that you will not get anywhere else. So I think that's one of the things. I mean, I'd challenge anyone who's walking around town today to not walk into a shop and buy something. And it's not because you feel you're supporting kind of like a maverick cause. It's because you know that you're supporting that local business and the people there.
Last quick word to you, Connor.
Yep.
We need to take some notes about best in class. So when we're in other towns, we mustn't forget what we've seen here this weekend.
Yeah, and the other big thing about this is it's a real community. I mean, I was looking at the stats for a percentage of holiday homes over the whole of the county. It's surprisingly low here. This is still a real town with real people. Well over 2/3 of the houses around here are residents. They're not holiday homes. Where you come down to my place in Valencia and it's like 60% holiday homes, you know.
Okay.
So down here, still a real community.
Well, look, we value your input. The two experts there, Conor Skeen and Vinnie O'Brien, give them a round of applause.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.